several general of NATO. Let's start with the statements. Afterwards, we'll be time for several questions. Madam President.
So, I'm very happy to welcome General Secretary to Lithuania to these exercises. These exercises are some kind of culmination of the NATO Warsaw decisions last year, how fast NATO can deliver. After decision, already German troops with EFP have been here after 6 months. So it is a real and significant achievement of the organization, which proves that NATO is vibrant, energetic, and still very necessary. Having in mind that around us in our region we do see growing tensions and challenges on both sides, on Russia's border, on Kaliningrad, and other Russian borders with other our countries, neighboring countries, and of course on Belarus. Their aggressive and offensive exercises against the West are demonstratively performed and prepared to be performed. So we here try to show that we are ready to deter and to defend ourselves. And this is the best example of how organization is capable to present its capabilities. In our region, in four countries, we already have 20 allied nations participating in these deterrence exercises and increasing our security of our region. And this decision, which was done by all allies, and with a very important impetus of the General Secretary himself, I want to thank you very much for your personal involvement and efforts, shows, especially today, how effective we could be together with our partner bilaterally, also not only via EFP system, but also with the United States presence from the from Polish territory, where they demonstrated together with the Poles and other countries capabilities to secure the most vulnerable, the Suwalki Gap place in our defense of our region. So this very good example, how necessary to decide fast and how necessary to deliver fast. And this puts us in the position that we still need a lot homework to do, and that means that after this achievement, which is very important and significant, we still, for the next year's summit, need to be prepared to move forward, to be more efficient, more flexible, and innovative, because the challenges are changing. Together with conventional threats and challenges, we do have non-conventional threats and challenges. I mean cybersecurity, fake news, propaganda, and all this is also our deterrence and defense goals. So I think that NATO needs to go together faster with life's challenges and with the leadership, which we see today. I hope that we all will be able to rise with the challenges together and show that with this step, as very important step, but it's only the first last step in securing our region, there are still new and different steps will come on time, and we as alliance are ready, strong, and we all together. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Secretary General.
Thank you so much, President Grybauskaitė. It's a great pleasure to be together with you here today, and we have just watched NATO troops take part in Exercise Iron Wolf, and we have seen their professionalism, their dedication, and we have seen how 10 NATO allies can act together as one. And I am impressed by what I've seen today, and I would also like to thank Lithuania for hosting this exercise and providing so many NATO allies the chance to exercise and train together. I would also like to thank Lithuania for hosting one of the four NATO battle groups, and also thank you for your personal leadership and a strong commitment to the alliance and to the rapid implementation of the decisions we made in Warsaw last year to establish these four battle groups. And the four battle groups, they are a sign of NATO unity, strength and resolve. Here in Lithuania, Germany provides the lead with contributions from Belgium and Luxembourg, the Netherlands and Norway, serving alongside Lithuanian troops. And for the first time, these forces are on exercise with a NATO battlegroup based in Poland. So we actually link up the battlegroup in Lithuania with the battlegroup in Poland, showing how we can work together and show NATO unity and NATO resolve. The battlegroup in Poland is also multinational. It's led by the United States with forces from the United Kingdom and Romania. These NATO battlegroups send a clear message. An attack on one ally is an attack on all. They show the continuing strength of the transatlantic bond. Soldiers from North America and Europe standing together, ready to defend each other. NATO is founded on the bond between Europe and North America. A strong NATO is good for Europe, but it's also good for North America. The multinational forces we see here today have shown that they are capable and that they are combat ready. They are here to prevent conflict and preserve peace. They are part of our response to the changed security environment. We have also tripled the size of the NATO response force to 40,000 troops with a spearhead force ready to move within days. Allied jets patrol the skies over the Baltic countries as part of NATO's air policing mission. NATO ships help keep the Baltic Sea secure. And the United States has significantly increased its military presence in Europe with more troops, more investments in infrastructure, and also with more exercises. It is only a year since we decided at our summit in Warsaw to establish these battle groups. And I think the fact that we have been able to implement that decision shows our ability to act when needed. I am proud of what we have achieved. It has shown that NATO can react quickly and decisively, and that our alliance is capable of adapting to meet any challenge at any time to keep our nations safe. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's start with a question. Wall Street Journal.
Julian Barnes, Wall Street Journal. Madam President, this exercise, as you mentioned, was in part about keeping the Slovaki gap open. How confident are you that NATO defenses are adequate for that, to address that weakness, and would you like to see more assets deployed to the region for that purpose of defending that area? And Mr. Secretary General, this is the first time two of the battle groups, the forward presence battle groups, have come together. Does NATO need more flexibility to move these battle groups around, bring them together potentially for longer periods of time in order to increase their deterrent effect?
Okay, on Suwalki Gap. So the anti-access denial is not only Suwalki Gap. We can perform also and have more security via increasement and creation of the air defense in the region. It's not only Suwalki Gap on the ground. But about the, is it enough? Of course, every time we will need to match the capacities with the challenges. And that means that every time we will need to be flexible, to adapt, and to change with the changing challenges. We do see the militarization of Kaliningrad. We do see the preparation for the aggressive Zapad exercises. So, of course, this is also for us some indications and lessons which we will learn, and we're learning every time. I'm very happy that we started to learn faster, but we're capable not only to learn but also to make results of it with these decisions, what we're seeing today. There are 20 nations which are participating together in these exercises through all the region. It's really phenomenal. Because we need to learn to communicate, learn to defend, learn to fight together. And this is a demonstration of unity and how important the organization still is in 21st century. So, of course, we will be pushing NATO to be reformed faster, to make decisions faster, to have here stronger defense capacities and capabilities, and find more measures for anti-access denial. That will be our everyday life.
What we have seen today is a tremendous display of skills and NATO resolve, and how different NATO allies can work together as one. And NATO will always look into how we can make sure that we are able to move, that we are able to adapt, that we are able to respond in an appropriate way. And therefore, we have established these four battle groups, but we have also done many more things. We have improved the way we are making decisions. We are exercising more together, and we are also addressing other challenges, like, for instance, the cyber threat, hybrid threats. And we are improving our special operation forces, the way we work together and exercise. And just by having the four battle groups deployed in the three Baltic countries and Poland, we are also improving our situational awareness. Add to that we are also stepping up our efforts when it comes to intelligence. All of that improves the way we are able to assess, understand, and also be able to foresee developments and increased threats. One of the areas where we have still work to do is when it comes to logistics, infrastructure, the ability to move our forces fast through Europe. And that's exactly one of the areas where we now are working together with all the allies, both on the physical investments in infrastructure, but also on all the legal and technical issues related to how we can fast move reinforcements if needed into this area.
Thank you. Next question, Lithuania National TV.
Is NATO, Mr. Secretary General, is NATO going to further strengthen its presence in the region? And are any increases of troops planned during the Zapad exercise? Thank you.
Our focus now is on the implementation of what we have already decided on the four battle groups, on strengthening our cyber defenses, on strengthening intelligence, and also on improving logistics infrastructure to be able to reinforce if needed. And NATO has never before had anything similar when it comes to presence in this part of the alliance. And we have to remember that the four battle groups are only one element of the biggest reinforcement of our collective defense since the end of the Cold War. We have tripled the size of the NATO response force. We have established a new spearhead force, which is able to move within days. We have also improved the link between national home defense forces, for instance, in Lithuania, with NATO forces by establishing 8 small headquarters in the Baltic countries, in Poland, and some other Central and Eastern allies in NATO, and thereby linking home defense forces more closely to multinational NATO forces. We are strengthening our maritime presence, so we are doing many things at the same time, and then we will continue to assess, we will continue to evaluate and learn and then respond in an appropriate way as we see the security environment develops.
Okay. Belsat Television. Mr. Secretary General, is it taken into account by Lithuania, Europe, NATO as a military threat not only from Russia but from Belarus during the exercise ZAPA 2017?
So we are going to follow and monitor the ZAPA exercise closely. And all nations have the right to exercise their forces, but it is important that when nations, be it Belarus or Russia, exercise their forces, that they do that in accordance with well-established guidelines and agreements and international obligations. And we have something called the Vienna document, which outlines how exercises shall be notified and be subject to international inspections. And we call on Russia and also Belarus to do that in accordance with the Vienna document, so we have transparency, predictability related to ZAPAD 2017. We are also working in the framework of the NATO-Russia Council to have more transparency, predictability, connected to military posture, but also exercises. And that is always important, but especially important now when we see more military presence along our borders in this region. It's even more important to have transparency, international observation of exercises like ZAPAD. NATO has already responded to a significant increased military strength of or military build-up of Russia in this region, and that's why we have four battle groups, why we have more exercises, and also why we, in addition to the NATO troops, the NATO battle groups also have an increased U.S. military presence, a bilateral U.S. military presence on top of the NATO presence. So altogether, this is a formidable display of NATO resolve, and then we will continue to follow the situation and monitor also the ZAPAD exercise, and then continue to be vigilant and ready to act if needed.
Deutsche Welle.
Hi, Lars Holtesek, Deutsche Welle. Madam President, you invited Germany to lead the battle group here in Lithuania. Could you talk about why you extended this invitation to Germany in particular, and Mr. Secretary General, if you could also briefly comment on the contribution that NATO is making to that Germany is making to NATO here in the Baltics.
After the Warsaw Agreement and in preparation to Warsaw Agreement, it was clear that we will need all four countries, Poland and Baltic states, the leading countries, which will take responsibility for organizing here the battalions. And it was very simple and easy choice for us because we are very friendful with Germany, with Chancellor. We know her responsible attitude towards the threats. She understands what these threats meant for East Germany also. And, of course, the time after the Crimea occupation was evolving very fast. The Europe and Germany felt that more and more responsibility for defense of Europe is coming on Europeans, and this challenge Germany took, and we welcomed this decision. We invited Germany to lead the battle group, and we're very happy because with Germany we got seven nations which will be here together with the same experience to work together in the FED countries, in international missions, and I know that the German troops are very integrated very deeply into our Wolf Brigade. They are very satisfied in cooperating to each other, and this is the best because it's not only about stationing here, it's about working and exercising together as with friends, understanding each other, and they are already knowing each other for some years. And this modernization of our army is based on partially on German equipment. We are preparing to buy Boxers, and this cooperation is adding to the deep relations
with Germany, because Germany is one of the largest investors in the country. Our economic ties are very close. Our economy very much integrated and close to German's economy. So here was just the second level of very good cooperation and understanding.
I would like to commend Germany for taking on the task being a lead nation for the battle group here in Lithuania. And once again confirms the strong commitment of Germany to NATO, to our collective defense. And I have met the German soldiers today, and I have seen how professional they are, and I have seen their commitment. And that is yet another example of how Germany contributes to NATO in many different ways. I have seen German soldiers in Afghanistan, in Kosovo. I met them in the Aegean Sea, helping to cope with the migrant and refugee crisis. So Germany is really contributing to this alliance, and that is something we welcome very much, and now also with a lead role here in the Baltics, in Lithuania. I also welcome the fact that Germany now is investing more in defense, because we decided back in 2014 that we had to stop the cuts, gradually increase, and then move towards spending 2% of GDP on defense. Lithuania will reach 2% next year. Latvia will do the same. Romania announced that they will reach 2% this year. And I welcome also that Germany, the largest economy in Europe, has started to increase defense spending, enabling them to take a more active role in missions and operations, like, for instance, the battle group here in Lithuania. I also welcome the fact that Germany has a very clear message when it comes to the importance of NATO's dual-track approach to Russia. It's about defense, deterrence, and dialogue. We are not aiming at isolating Russia. We don't want a new Cold War. We don't want a new arms race. Russia is our neighbor. Russia is here to stay. So I also welcome the fact that Germany has a very clear message related to that we need strong defense, strong deterrence, but at the same time, a political dialogue with Russia.
And the last quick question, Benes.
Baltic News Service. Mr. Secretary General, a Chinese naval fleet is reported to be heading to the Baltic Sea for the military exercise with Russia. Do you find Chinese military presence in the Baltic Sea concerning?
We are monitoring all military activities around NATO territory and also close to our territorial waters very closely. And of course, we also follow any exercises and military presence in the Baltic Sea from any nation, including from China. But again, nations have the right to exercise their forces. The important thing for us is that this is done in accordance with the international obligations and rules and arrangements we have for military exercises.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.